You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Love collecting things? Time to add Goat Guns miniature models. These gun models are one-third the scale and one-tenth the cost of the real thing. These little bad boys are 4 to 11 inches in length and weigh up to 1 full pound. Build, collect, and customize your Goat Guns collection with attachments. Build your dream collection at GoatGuns.com.
Well, the ship is a wreck. Shit stains the deck as Michael Hollow's fellas make more. And Billy is a worry that he's got the scurvy, cause Chris ate all the limes in store. Pirate radio with the ship and crew. We got wind in our sails and the sky is blue. There's a devil up our nose, so much work to do. For the pirate radio.
I mean, that's, I know you, like, you've been saying Spencer Knight's good, but like,
I've been calling for him since he got here.
I mean, I think all Panther fans have been excited about Spencer Knight, but to say you can just start him in the playoffs over Bob and Driedger when they've both, I mean, Driedger's solid this season.
Driedger's solid at home. I mean, it just went the way we knew it would go.
Right. That is true.
You know, you got to play the expensive guy first, and then inevitably you get the hook. It's just, why do we have to do this if we all knew?
Make
it was
the unpopular decision. Right, he literally did it the way the fans would have done it, which is not.
No,
to
that's
your point.
What's the foresight there? I mean, that's nothing brave from Coach Q. That's a take right now, because everyone's just like, Coach Q, what balls? Oh. Yeah. Meanwhile, my arms were crossed when we won. I'm like, Coach Q,
you killed us.
I don't want to give Cynthia credit, but she chugged a beer on the Jumbotron, and then we got the go-ahead goal. Was it not like a minute and a half later?
It was, we scored a 3:05. Shout out to Mason Marchment. So Manny Diaz went out there.
That was an interesting reaction
from the crowd.
It was the opposite of Brian Flores. The Brian Flores sent the crowd, oh my God. Everyone was like, oh no, don't show him. Yeah. We're screwed.
Manny Diaz goes in tepid, and people end up booing Manny Diaz. But we scored right away.
I know.
So
it was almost like he was saying to the crowd, I'm not Brian Flores.
Yeah, I'm not.
Like,
this is
like the third best option at this.
He was actually waving a surrender flag, not actually trying to pump up the crowd.
Man.
But yeah, this
the
Cynthia.
Energy.
Yeah. Oh. If that series gets back to the BB&T.
Good
morning, Greg.
I have a question.
Yeah. Hey, Jess.
How easy is it for you guys to get playoff tickets? Because when Chicago had that run in the 2010s, playoff tickets were ridiculously hard to get.
Yeah. Well, Chris is a season ticket holder.
I got like a package. Just so I can get first dibs on playoff
tickets.
That's
the way to do it.
Yeah. And I know people. I know people.
Well, that was my question. I didn't know if you were like able to get these on the free market or
No, not free. Definitely. Part of me needs this series to end, quite honestly, before my finances do. I've gone crazy buying tickets for shit because I'm just so happy. I'm like a dog chasing cars. Like, I just am so happy to be at live events and feel that energy.
Yeah.
That I'm just buying anything. I went to Tampa for game four. Like, I'm just chasing high.
Playoff games are crazy. Like, there's nothing. Like, one of my highlights of my probably the last 10 years sporting event wise was Western Conference Finals playoff game.
I was watching the guy, because the Tampa scored the first goal like a minute in. God, what a we were so excited, and then it was just like all the wind taken out of our sails.
I kept saying, long game, long game, plenty of time.
Oh my God.
I watched the whole game last night. It was on CNBC.
Why are all our games on CNBC?
Nothing says hockey like CNBC. We started a game 12:30 Central Florida CNBC on Saturday. I'm like, wow, this is Hockey Town USA.
But it did look really fun to be the Tampa fans when we scored that goal. Like, being able and being in another team's arena and just getting to, like, just clap. I mean, they weren't jerks, but just to be, I was saying to myself then, man, like, I could see the appeal.
I expected
the opposite of that, though.
I expected more Tampa Bay Lightning fans. I'm not going to crucify them for not making it down to Sunrise on a Monday night, but it was an elimination game, and there were more Panther fans for game four. Granted, it was a Saturday. It's just Tampa actually travels well down here. I remember I went to a Marlins game, and there were a bunch of Rays fans. I was a little surprised, but
Well, it was a fun game.
Culture chatter. I mean, Ryan, that was the best. Culture chatter.
Greg, do you have another Lobos, or is Lobos only a football thing?
Lobos is football only.
Oh, what a shame. I'm going to remove Greg's Lobos update from potential things for the 24-hour show.
I mean, football's a year-round sport, Billy.
That is true. You know what? Back on the list.
Yeah. Greg, I heard you talking about how difficult it is to wake up early, and I've got an idea for the 24-hour marathon. That,
oh, God.
Based off of what you just said, you're not going to like.
Ooh. Okay.
So we're going to highlight all the Levitard and Friends properties. There's going to be a Supodity Hour, Mystery Crate's going to get highlighted, Cinephile. Wow. It's a very exciting thing. And we're going to extend one of those spotlight stages to the Greg Cody Show, featuring Greg Cody, despite it not being a part of our family.
Wow. Oh, wow.
I'm honored.
Yeah.
Very exciting.
Yeah.
And so let me guess, I'm on 2:30 to 3:30 a.m.
No, 4 a.m. to 5.
Yes.
Ooh, wow.
Prime slot.
In Mike's defense, though, Greg, you don't have to get up early if you don't go to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
That's true. I haven't done that since college, but I can give it a shot.
It's apropos that you're doing the graveyard shift, I think.
Yeah. That could be said.
You just told me waking up at 6 was tough for you.
I know, and now I'm waking up at 3. Can I get a room here at least?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll get you right in front of the stage over there.
Okay.
Because heaven knows you can get a good night's sleep here at the Cleveland.
A cot. We'll put a cot right in front of the 24-hour pit bull video.
That'd be great.
Oh, Lord.
Just leave your credit card and you'll get a room.
4 a.m. That's our first announcement, isn't it? The first announcement of anything related to 24 hours of programming on June 4th. We are asking you to come along for the ride. Greg Cody, who is not a part of the Levitard and Friends Network in any official capacity, and his podcast certainly isn't, will do anything to get that podcast attention. Anything. So 4 a.m. is an easy ask.
Yeah. What are your plans for it?
4 to 5. To stay awake is my only goal.
Attaboy.
Are you kidding me?
Good Lord. Yep.
I thought, man, I would just have you around, you know, just occasionally supplementing, helping out when you can, getting thrown in a penalty box occasionally, you know, just doing your normal rabble-rouser stuff.
Yeah. So you
just
want,
loitering around.
So you want me on 24-hour call, basically.
Basically. Yeah. But 4 to 5, that's when the bright lights hit, yeah, baby, because you are driving that.
That's a solo show. That is you get to go out and do air guitar for whatever it is, the hour, and it is your time to shine. Everybody who is up, Insomniac Theater, David Sampson is vying for that spot. So I know that David Sampson wants to be on, and the only way
we're 4 to 5 slot?
The only way he's going to get on is overnight. He knows that.
Yeah, just by crashing, because we are done spotlighting non-Levitard and Friends properties. This honor is just bestowed upon you, Greg. And look, if you're not too thrilled with the 4 a.m. Eastern time slot, just know that it's 1 a.m. on the West Coast.
Wow. No, that's fine. I'm gonna hit the 4 to 5 a.m. crowd. People staggering home from bars, Miami Herald delivery, newspaper delivery men, fishermen getting up real early. You know,
drive time in Europe, Greg.
That's a good point, Billy. I'm gonna learn to speak French. The whole podcast will be done in French, my mother tongue. How about that?
I don't know where Roy is right now, but I wanted to ask the group whether or not if they had the choice, only one team can win last night, which is the team that you want to
Marlins.
Win?
You got to give them credit, Dan.
Yeah.
Duvall's 9th homer of the season. They win tonight. They're 500. I think they're in the chase for the division lead right now.
Everyone is, Mike. The entire division.
Roy, just such a good division, huh?
It really
so much
is.
Parity.
Yes.
Everyone beating each other up. That's why such bad run differentials, not because it's bad teams.
Roy, last night, a 19-year-old goaltender. Did he stand on his head, Roy? Was there head standing involved?
It was head standing. It was leaning on the head. It was spinning on the head. There was all sorts of things that he did with his head.
Roy, thank you for your enthusiasm.
Tired,
I'm
Dan.
Sorry that I
mean,
woke you
tired.
From a deep slumber to ask that question.
Night,
okay.
I am hung the over.
Okay, thank you for your general.
Were you covering the game?
I
was covering the game, and then I went straight to a bar afterwards.
Yeah, not the most professional of behavior here, as we now have a corporate climate. There are executives watching. Stu Gotts, how do you
tell
feel?
Tell them I said hello.
How do you feel about Roy's first words being a bit drunk? And on top of that, I don't know which is worse. No energy whatsoever, so therefore unprofessional entering. The Panthers saved their season, and our hockey correspondent limps in with drunk, unprofessional sloth.
I am so happy. I am so proud of you, Roy. I've been waiting for this morning my entire life, and it has finally arrived. A drunk, hungover Roy Bellamy after a hockey game.
Sunrise? You got drunk at a bar in Sunrise?
Oh, the quarterdeck.
That's right. Thanks to the quarterdeck for...
the quarterdeck. The
post game. They named one of the four places in Sunrise.
Yeah. Guillermo, put it on it on the poll, Guillermo, at Levitard Show. The quarterdeck. Yes or no?
The former Wani McStash.
Oh, that's right. Again.
Chicken mustaches were on the menu.
Tremendous.
Vanilla offense with no nuts.
My favorite one.
What's my favorite thing? On the Wani McStash.
Quantitizers, which felt forced.
Weren't there chicken tenders the shape of mustaches?
Yeah, yes. Martin also.
Yes.
They really weren't the shape of mustaches. They tried. They gave it a good effort.
Billy, can you do me the favor of just finding the menu for Wani McStashes that was actually, we turned a quarter deck into a Dave Wanstead featured restaurant, and it had a full menu of things like that. Vanilla offense with no nuts. I don't think I heard punt app appetizer or whatever you said.
No, it was there. It was forced. Mike is right. It was a stretch. It was.
All right. So that was the
bar? Did you know that it had a theme song?
No way.
No.
Get out of here.
Did we get this from ESPN?
Stop asking me questions.
Punting your way down the field Sundays is the only thing you've got. Clearing a lane for Travis Minor sure would help a lot. Thankfully, you never shaved. Which means you can always go where every nose has a mane. And the play calling is lame. You want to win a December game with Mare. You want to go where whiskers flow, like really, really long lashes. You want to drown your sorrow at Wani McStashes.
Beautiful. Like, memories. I've got a sting in my eye from that evening.
Lindo Mare and Travis Minor.
Well, the key to all humor in going back into the library is just finding funny names from the past. Because, the fights we had across a decade yelling about whether Travis Minor should be in their backfield or whether Mare should be blamed for ruining another game.
So much potential, Travis Minor. I thought he was going to be great. He was good. I thought he was going to be great.
Oh, it was a pop in place. We even sent out our former executive producer, Mark Hockman, to do a call-in. I love traditional radio call-ins. I was listening to morning radio on my AM dial this morning, and I love the call-in, the promotional call-in. Here it was.
Hawk, I understand that you are also on location, on remote.
I am Dan Stugatz. It's Hawk from the Dan Levitard Show. I'm live at Wani McStash's in Boca Raton, and I invite you to join me out here. We have a great night planned for Monday Night Football here at Wani McStash's. We've got stashed potatoes on the menu here. Certainly you might want to start your evening with these spineless buffalo wings. Perhaps you'd like something Asian and the wonton soup. Also, maybe you want to get a basket of chicken mustaches for the table. Or perhaps some...
You lost it on chicken.
The visual.
Perhaps for dessert, you'd like to get some vanilla offense with no nuts.
Very good.
Or some Wanstachio ice cream.
Right.
It's hot. I will be out at Wani McStash's all night long for Monday Night Football for Sports Talk 790 tickets.
Put it on the poll, Guillermo. Great. Is basket of chicken mustaches one of the funniest phrases you've ever heard?
The key to the local radio call-in, Mike, and I think this is what you love the most, is Hawk. He has to remind you that it's Hawk.
Yeah, that you got to self-identify.
Correct. Yeah. Multiple times.
Yeah. Yeah, and also don't forget that legal ID.
Can we get back to doing something that feels like a radio or podcast call-in? Can we do one during the show here where somebody pops in from somewhere around here? Because it's about to get dangerous down here in South Florida every year.
About to.
Every year.
What are you talking
about? No, even more so than it has been. It has been reckless. It has been shootings and stabbings and just unpleasant.
It feels like
it's about to get dangerous, though.
It feels like everyone's going home, though. It's cleared out a little bit, no?
No, Memorial Day is coming through now, and it, you know, they have tried to make it, the police force has tried to make it unpleasant by making traffic in here a nightmare. You can't park anywhere. Right. It takes hours and hours to get in to the beach from any one of the causeways. They did a military show. They did a show one year just so that there could actually be military planes flying over everything that was happening here. And now you throw COVID into the mix as well. So can we do a call-in from somewhere in the neighborhood, from the garage, from any... I don't know how it is that we're going to do this, but we're going to figure it out. Also...
Stop asking questions.
Playoff games last night.
Oh, yeah.
Nighter.
The question is, how'd you feel about all that?
We go to Ryan Cortez, our culture correspondent.
Go ahead, Cortez.
How mad was he last night? Whittingham sent me a text that was just Cortez saying, you. That's
the best. You guys want my thoughts on Spencer Knight? I mean, he was pretty amazing. How about incredible. The 20-year-old? Just absolutely outstanding game for the Florida Panthers. Big playoff win.
Plenty of time to watch him.
Panthers propaganda.
Did you go into hiding last night, Ryan? How does this work? Because that one stings that way. I got a couple of angry messages from Cortez. Mike was right about everything.
Oh, Cortez, you did that? You got to stay strong, man. Six is the new five. No, you got to stay strong, man.
He was mad at Bam. And Mike basically was out in front on the idea that Bam should be traded. And Bam, someone who looks like that is a coward.
First of all, Dan Levitard, those are alleged text messages. You will have to reproduce them, and Juju Gotti will have to have hold of them for anyone to believe you. Because right now, that's just a rumor that I said that. So yesterday... To be fair to me, I said we had to wait till today to have the conversation about the Heat being bad. That was true, if we're being honest. Like, I was right. Maybe now we should have the conversation. Now, guys, I do have one theory I would like to posit. Are we sure that Bam Adebayo is not hurt? He's had neck injuries all season, neck issues. Perhaps he's hurt. Just saying. Anybody dispute that?
I'll take that. Yeah. No, he's not hurt. I'll say he's not hurt. I'll say... What's happening right now is your stars are not playing like the stars they are. And Jimmy Butler is actually kind of skating a little bit because Bam is struggling. I'd argue that Jimmy Butler's been worse.
Worse.
And this is the guy that's been talking about, just get me there, just get me there. Jimmy's really, really struggling right now.
I don't recognize this Bam. That Bucks defense is good, and the length is a problem. Those two guys, Antetokounmpo and Brook Lopez,
yes.
Today. What I told you yesterday is, in terms of regressions to the mean off of game one, it is more likely that the Bucks not shoot that way again from three. More likely that Butler and Bam would continue to struggle against length.
But, Dan, you cannot be the guy who says, hey, just get me there. I'll take care of the rest. And in games one and game two, you're 8 of 32 from the field. You cannot be that guy. That's not what Jimmy Butler did last year. And you can't be that guy moving forward. Like, once you've made it to the finals as the team's best player and you say, hey, just get me there and we believe you. All right. They got you there. And what have you done since they got you there? Nothing.
The Heat needed Butler to step up as if it were last year's bubble playoffs against the Bucks, and they didn't. And Tyler Hero has also been pretty invisible in this series. Butler, Hero, and Bam together have shot like 30%. I mean, it's been insane.
They wasted a good game from Goran Dragic in game one.
They're playing their first road playoff games. I mean, Bam and Tyler Herro, right? They were in a bubble. We talked about this last year. Will it be different outside the bubble? Well, it's different.
They wasted a Duncan Robinson game from game one. It stings that you can't just shrug off what happened last night and say, well, it's 1-1. Bryn Forbes looks like a Snapchat baby filter. Killed you yesterday. Just killed you.
Found out he was a Buck last night.
Did he play at Michigan State? Brought to you by Rocket Mortgage. He killed them last night, and he's a great shooter. And that is not something that you saw. That was George Hill last year, right? That was George Hill trying to be what Forbes was last night.
Cleveland State for Bryn Forbes.
So they're not brought to you by Rocket Mortgage?
No, I believe they're brought to you by Norris Cole's Family Van.
Yeah, Cleveland State does not have a sponsor yet, an official corporate sponsor.
Not yet. Give them time. You guys are fed up, but let's hear from Ryan Cortez before the game here. Culture chatter.
Oh, a little culture chatter here, guys. The Miami Heat tonight, big bounce back win. Book it. You know who they are. The hardest working, best conditioned, most professional, unselfish, toughest, meanest, nastiest, most disliked team in the NBA.
You got beat by Pat Connaughton. I mean,
hardest working, least efficient.
Book it.
Book it. He's trying to bring back a phrase from 70s cops television.
Laugh it up, guys. Like, you guys don't remember 2006 when they were down 0-2 in the finals, and not just that, down 13 in the fourth quarter of game three. Show some guts and some respect.
Prime D Wade in 2006, man. I don't know about
and the referees, Mike, but
the referees too. Exactly. Bucks are good, and Miami's worse than they were last year. And I'm a damned idiot. I'm gonna walk back my take. Huge mistake not trading for James Harden. It's very obvious now. I'm a fool.
But we finally arrived here.
Yeah, but we've moved on. We've got a new star in South Florida. A star was made last night.
Yes.
And everyone singing the praises of Coach Q. And I'm going to go the other way on this. Coach Q, you cost this team three games. Because we've been telling you on this show, start nighter, start nighter, start nighter. And that game was won the second the crowd not only said red during the anthem, but also... Also in unison said night.
Goosebumps.
Oh, what a moment.
God.
And it didn't matter that they scored in like 50 seconds. You knew that Spencer Knight was going to deliver. And what did he do? From that moment on, 36 straight saves.
Right.
And the Florida Panthers are now down 3-2, headed back to Tampa Bay. Games tomorrow night. Spencer Knight going to be starting between the pipes, no doubt.
You don't dare take that guy out of the net at this stage, right? He's your goalie the rest
this
of the way.
This is not a
correct?
Conversation.
Oh,
yeah, you.
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, man. Incredible stuff from Spencer Knight. And the defense kind of stepped up. Again, Yandel... After being scratched,
oh, don't get me started.
Yandel does the Yandel stuff.
Get him started.
I mean, it's typical.
I'd like anything to get Roy started this morning.
Yandel will do it.
Yeah, that just did it because I'm angry again. This dude, he was a minus one last night. A minus one. He was the only Panther with a minus last night. You know why? Because they benched his ass as soon as he gave up that goal. That was ridiculous.
Well,
only 9 minutes. 9 minutes of playing time. And then he almost gave up a goal. When he tried a hip check, completely missed, fell on his ass, and then they ended up almost scoring. They had to review a potential goal from happening, which was overturned.
This is awkward.
He can't play. He can't play anymore. He can't play anymore.
Roy covers a team on a nightly basis, so he's going to have to look at Keith Yandel's face over a Zoom screen once, and that's going to be awkward.
I doubt that we'll see his face on the Zoom screen.
He wouldn't dare that
would
show
mean
his
that he actually played well.
Yeah, why would they put him on his face around you?
Roy, can't you request him? I'd like to hear you with the most grilling hockey interview in the history of South Florida journalism. As a media member, could you not request him after one game to just ask him questions about why he's so bad?
No, can't request him. No, Absolutely not. They won't let me, unfortunately.
They really? Won't let you because everyone knows this blood feud. Also, I believe that Roy's background is fake and he's actually still at the quarterback.
Greg Cody, did you, as a Miami Herald South Florida columnist with a playoff game in town, I was surprised to see Mike's wife at a hockey game last night breaking beer cans on her head. I was surprised to see her there instead of Mike in front of his television at home watching a game two Bucks Heat. Where were you?
It wasn't the best decision in the clarity of retrospect, but my newspaper had me writing off the Heat game rather than at the Panthers game.
Underwear column.
It's true. They did not send me to Milwaukee for a deadline column, as you well knew. But in retrospect, obviously, I wish I'd have gone to the Panthers game, but they wanted me at the Heat game. So
you were wearing your underwear when you wore column.
I was wearing underwear. I had shorts over the underwear, but yes, I was wearing underwear when I wrote that column.
Were you barefoot? Did you have a shirt on?
I had a shirt. I'm very rarely shirtless, except when I'm taking a shower. You know, you don't see
Maybach in the pool.
Right. You don't see my torso. Sometime in the pool, I'll wear a shirt if it's particularly hot out. But I was in bare feet.
Is it possible that we could get you to do the 4 a.m. hour as a shirtless as shirtless journalist? 4 a.m., can we see your torso publicly? Can that be one of the teases? We need a late-night audience. We need an audience
Baby.
Here. And Greg Cody after dark. Look, Greg Cody, for as much beer as he drinks, Greg Cody, I wouldn't call him fat, just a hard body.
I would.
No, I would not call Greg Cody
Let's
fat.
See it. Show me your belly button.
Greg, do you want to show us? It's Come firm here. For his age.
You got one of those Brian Dennehy stomachs?
He's not fat, man.
No. Yeah.
Show the zoom.
He's actually
show the
ripped.
Zoom.
Yeah.
You got,
oh, yeah, you're not a fat that. Man. Oh,
is that an Audi?
Oh, is that an Audi?
Or is that a tumor in your stomach?
Is that
an Audi? Oh, my God.
Is it an Audi or a tumor?
No. You got an alien bursting out of your stomach.
All right, let me explain something to the audience. Hold on. Hold on. Because I hope that you...
was that?
I hope.
Jessica is a guest. Look at Jessica.
No, you don't understand. You do not understand. I hope that we can individually focus on every face in this Zoom when Greg Cody pulled up his shirt to reveal a shark fin of some sort protruding made of skin from his belly button. You heard someone shout, "Is that an Audi?" And everyone got scared, but Chris Whittingham fell completely out of the Zoom, and I'm telling you, Jessica was horrified. What swept over her was a combination of fear and disgust that in slow motion is going to be uproarious. Jessica, what happened?
What did I just look at? What was that, Greg?
Well, it is an Audi belly button, and my doctor...
Very Audi, Greg.
Whenever my doctor, you know, does the physical exam and everything, he tells me every year, he tells me this as if he hasn't told me every year, and I know it. He always says that it's a condition that a lot of people have. Like, it's a slight, it's not a tumor. What would be another word for a tumor?
A mass?
It's some sort of there's a word for it that I don't know.
Quato?
At any rate.
Were you a twin once?
It's not dangerous. No, I was not.
You weren't? Because I feel like that's like, because you know how Andy Garcia was born with his twin brother on his back and he's like still a part of him? I think there's...
What?
Yeah.
No? Can we go into that?
What was that?
What?
No, I don't know that, right?
Yeah. Andy Garcia, I think you have to refer to him as them because he's two people, I think, presently. Yeah. You didn't know this about him?
You're saying he's got something on his back that is like what Greg Cody has on his front?
I think he was born with his... I mean, it's a tragic story. I mean, we can't lose sight of the fact that someone died here. It's Andy Garcia's twin brother. I digress. You have something growing out of your stomach that I believe to actually have a heartbeat of its own.
I love how you all so casually make fun of my physical deformity. I think, you know, that could be controversial.
I think this is the one place that's allowed in 2021.
The Audi?
The old white privileged man that is under siege.
Right.
Making fun of his body.
Do you feed it?
I do not. And it has grown slightly over the years, I will say that.
That
it didn't,
is disgusting.
It didn't used to be quite so pronounced.
It is not for me. I will say that. I don't like it.
I'll be honest with you. Until I saw it in Zoom, I...
He hadn't seen it in years.
Well, it's like I say, I'm very rarely shirtless.
Right. Yeah.
And so,
and when you are, it's dark. Yeah, I'm with you.
Yeah. So who looks at their belly button?
Does it have its own government?
Can I see it again?
Yeah. Yeah, do it again.
I want to see
it. Whip it out.
I want to make sure I saw it right.
Yeah, you saw it right. Yeah.
Wait, do you actually have a hole?
Get closer to the zoom.
Do you have a belly button?
No.
I think it's unfair.
You don't have a belly button.
It's pulsating.
Of course I have a belly button.
No, there's no
belly
button.
There doesn't seem to be a hole under there. It doesn't look like a nose over a mouth. It just looks like a nose.
My finger's in the hole right now.
What?
No.
Oh, show me.
I swear.
Show me your finger going in the hole.
In and out. In and out.
I draw the line there.
He's not fat.
No, he's not.
Thank
That's
you.
That's the thing that gets lost in the whole thing. He looks like he's got a six pack, but that six pack has a growth.
Yes. He has six individual masses, I think.
Hey everybody, it's Mike, and typically I record these Miller Lite spots in the studio, but I requested that I specifically record this one from my home office because I got a window, and I'm looking outside at those beautiful fishtail palms, knowing that in just a few seconds, I'm going to go out there, I'm going to crack open a can of Miller Lite, because while sitting outside by my fishtail palms is usually a good time, I like to take it up a notch and make it a Miller time. That's right, you crack that puppy open, and you don't have to think about what you're drinking for a darn second. A lot has changed over the years, including my backyard. Lots of landscaping being done right now. But the one thing that hasn't changed is the undebatable quality of Miller Lite. You don't have to choose what quality is the best. Miller Lite has great taste, and it's less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Dan, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer.
One of you is going to show your butt at some point on this Zoom.
That's all I'm good for around here. My bare feet and my Audi.
Stop it. Greg, are you kidding me? You're a fountain of content. I love you. Look at me. I love you.
That's why you're on at 4 a.m. Yeah. 4 a.m. in the middle of our...
You think 4 a.m. time slots grow on trees?
Exactly.
I only give those to the ones I love.
Greg's segment should be him going to the doctor to get his Audi checked out.
That's true. Find me a doctor who's working at 4 a.m. and I'm there.
It is a bit of just a skin flap. It looks like a sailboat going up, but it's hard. It's been just hardened, sharpened by years of beer abuse.
Well, it's actually, I would never expect anyone to take me up on this, but it's actually soft. If anybody wants to feel it.
Now we gotta. No, now we gotta do it.
I'm curious.
Mike, am I?
It's really firm.
Do you ever open up a beer bottle with it?
All right, Mike, this is very brave of you.
You touch it, Mike.
All right, Greg, please stop coughing for a moment and stand up and let's see your stomach in the Zoom. Can someone please, Whittingham, can you just describe, as Mike comes in here as a radio play-by-play man, can you just take us through here as a broadcaster, everything that's happening, and then just throw it to Mike for an on-field interview of, description, where he explains what this thing feels like, because Greg Cody it doesn't look soft, right, Stugatz?
It looks very, very hard. I'd be surprised if it was soft. Mike, be careful, man. I care about you.
You want me to do a call-in from his belly button?
Yes, please. Yes, yes, yes. Grab your phone and do it from...
Greg.
No, yes. Both of you go out there.
Yes.
Go out there, and there's going to be a call-in from...
Get this on video, too.
Yes, okay. Get in the Zoom over there. We will all do this on the fly.
Very exciting.
Yes, this is. We've got Whittingham in position here, and I will let him, instead of me, explain what it is that this thing looks like. We've tried to give you a visual representation, but Whittingham, you go ahead and take it away from here.
Live on the scene from Ocean Drive and 10th Street in South Beach, as Greg Cody in his Chicago Red Stars navy blue t-shirt is joined by Mike Ryan, who is dressed to the nines in Chelsea Football Club gear, has got himself wrapped in a mask, not of the typical cloth variety, but of a scarf from Chelsea Football Club, as he is preparing himself on the stage for the television show formerly known as Highly Questionable. And Mike is presently getting on his phone to call into the studio. He will be our live correspondent. He's going to do a phone-in live from Greg Cody's belly button. These are extraordinary scenes here at the Cleveland News Studio as we prepare for what is potentially a mass, something that could be medically concerning.
Yeah.
From the Miami Herald columnist Greg Cody, we now bring Mike Ryan Ruiz in live. Mike, what can you tell us about the scene?
Hey, it's Mike Ryan from the Dan Le Batard Show. I've got the promotional ticket chicks out here, and I am live from Greg Cody's mass. And we've got Greg Cody here from the Miami Herald. Greg Cody is lifting up his shirt for all the people that come by. Make sure you tell them you're here for your favorite radio station 790 tickets, which got all sorts of bumper stickers and Free Panther tickets. All right, I am about to put my finger on the mask.
Oh my God.
It looks hard. There's a little bit of hair. And we are away. Okay, it's a lot softer. If you push against it, it swirls. There is a swirling sound that I think might even be picked up by the... And when you laugh, it gets harder. Oh, this is...
Billy was kind of
like a stress reliever a little bit.
Oh my God.
Like a stress ball.
Billy was going to throw up. Jessica ran to the other side of her room. Scared. Please stop.
I can confirm. I'm getting right up to it. I can confirm there is indeed a hole, if you could call it that. It does not smell, from what I can tell.
Kiss
but
it.
I am going to send it.
No. I've got tears in my eyes. Please stop doing that.
Mike.
Please stop. Look at what we do with Freedom ESPN.
Mike Ryan Ruiz reporting live from the scene.
Come on out and touch Greg Cody stuff.
Hey everybody, it's Mike, and typically I record these Miller Lite spots in the studio, but I requested that I specifically record this one from my home office because I got a window, and I'm looking outside at those beautiful fishtail palms, knowing that in just a few seconds, I'm going to go out there, I'm going to crack open a can of Miller Lite, because while sitting outside by my fishtail palms is usually a good time, I like to take it up a notch and make it a Miller time. That's right, you crack that puppy open, and you don't have to think about what you're drinking for a darn second. A lot has changed over the years, including my backyard. Lots of landscaping being done right now. But the one thing that hasn't changed is the undebatable quality of Miller Lite. You don't have to choose what quality is the best. Miller Lite has great taste, and it's less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Dan, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer.